Holy Trinity Church. The church you see today is said to be built on the foundation of the Nuns' Church of St. Milburger's Abbey. Milburger was said to be blessed with beauty, elegance, and intelligence, and became the second abbess in the year 687. There are many stories about her and her miracles. She could talk to the birds. She could make a field of barley grow in a single day. She called water forth from the earth to heal a wound when she fell from her horse. And she caused the River Corve to flood to escape the unwelcome advances of a prince. But one miracle happened right here in Wenlock. One day, as Milburger was praying in the chapel, a mother approached her with a child in her arms. The boy had been ill and died, and the mother pleaded with Milburger to bring him back to life. "That is something I cannot do," said Milburger. "You must bury him and accept the bereavement the Lord has given you." But the mother said she would not leave until her child was brought back to life. Milburger began to pray. The words flowed from her tongue up to heaven itself, and a ring of fire surrounded Milburger, the mother, and the boy. The flames burned bright and fierce, but when they flickered away and disappeared, neither saint nor mother nor son had been harmed. The mother held her son close and smiled as he opened his eyes. Milburger's bones were discovered here at the beginning of the 12th century. Two boys were playing in the church ruins when they fell into a hole that had appeared in the ground. The smell of summer flowers filled the air, and the grave of St. Milburger had been found. A new abbey had been built, and pilgrims came from far and wide to pray and seek healing. Centuries later, in the time of Henry VIII, Milburger's bones were removed from the abbey during the dissolution of the monasteries and were burned on a fire in the market square in front of where the Guildhall now stands. Milburger's bones may be gone, but her stories live on. And now you know some of them.